Today I'm talking with Scott Vogt, who is the executive director of the Dick Arboretum in Heston, Kansas. We're going to be talking today about a special event that is going to be coming up, their fall Flora Kansas plant sale that begins on September the 5th. I went to this, I think it was last year, that was my first time to go. And it is an amazing place, and it is an amazing event. So, Scott, welcome to High Plains Public Radio and our listeners. And tell us just briefly how this event came about and sort of what it's made up of.
Sure. Our mission is promote through education and stewardship the conservation and use of plants that are native and adaptable to Kansas. And so it just seemed like a something that we should be doing, getting plants that are native to Kansas into people's hands. It's part of our mission, and it's part of what our founders really loved about this state is the natural beauty that is around us, and in trying to get people to appreciate that and to utilize the plants that are around them in the prairie in their own landscape. So I think we've been doing this close to 12 years now, and continues to grow, and the interest in native plants certainly has continued to grow over the last several years with the droughts that we've all been experiencing.
Yeah, as I said, I was there last year, and I came home with my trunk full of plants, and they have pretty much all done really well, and we've had a very dry summer. Yeah. Now we're getting into some more rain and wetter weather. They seem to still be thriving, and it's the Dick Arboretum is just such a magical place. If you haven't been there and you're within driving distance of seeing it and visiting, I really think people should go, whether they're going to the plant sale or not. But it's just this wonderful place that is a prairie. You have created prairie walks and places where that you can learn about plants, but you can also see artwork. There are some wonderful sculpture pieces that are worked into the prairie that you've developed there. You also have music programs. You have all kinds of classes and events where you can learn about plants, or you can learn about art, or you can enjoy music as a part of this the growing things there. And I just think it's a wonderful place. The fall sale, I'm assuming that this is because fall is a good time to plant most plants. They seem to do pretty well if they have the winter to kind of settle in and get ready to go. Is it just mostly perennials and flowers and things, or
we offer wildflowers, grasses, different kinds of perennials, trees and shrubs at our fall sale, and like you said, it is. Fall is a great time to transplant or plant to establish a new garden, because generally you have warm days and cooler nights, and the soil temperatures are usually still really warm, so the roots can get established, and then the next year those plants that you've established in the fall will really take off,
right.
And you'll have even some blooms that first year then. So.
Yeah, I remember I bought a lot of penstemon, and they've bloomed beautifully, they're just that's such a wonderful plant. It's fairly new to me, and I want more, so I'm planning on being there at some point.
Good.
Or hoping to anyway. It's Thursday, September 5th, I had said, is when it begins. That is a members only day, right?
Yeah, that is a members only day,
in the
and
afternoon.
That is a day that we give our members, our supporters, first chance at the plants. And you know, there's varieties that we only have limited quantity, and we wanted to give our members first choice or first chance at those, and then it's open to the general public then the rest of the weekend, so Friday, Saturday, and then into Sunday. So that first Thursday, it goes from 1 to 7, and then Friday from 8 to 7, Saturday it's from 8 to noon, or 8 to 2, and then Sunday it's from noon to 4.
Okay. Now, if people wanted more information about this, or if they didn't get all that written down somewhere, is there a website I know that we could send them to get that information, or probably a phone number that
sure.
where they could call and get more information?
Sure. Our phone number is area code 620-327-8127. They could call that number for information about our plant sale, or they could visit our website, and it's just simply www.dickarboretum.org, and it's D-Y-C-K arboretum.org.
Yeah, for one last thing that I wanted to say is that we broadcast, High Plains Public Radio broadcasts to Western Kansas, but also Oklahoma Panhandle, Texas Panhandle, up into Nebraska, Eastern Colorado. We cover a big area, but I'm thinking that almost all of the area that we broadcast to, the folks that live there and listen to the station and love gardening, they might do well with these plants wherever they are.
Sure. Even on our website, they could go and there is a plant list from our spring sale, and we'll have generally the same types of plants. But within that list, there are many different varieties that would thrive in the High Plains area and in drier conditions. There are plenty of those kinds of plants that would be, you know, would work in that kind of environment, that's a little bit drier, certainly than here in Heston. So.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. We've been visiting with Scott Vogt at the Dick Arboretum in Heston, Kansas, and this was a special edition of Growing on the High Plains. Thanks for joining us, Scott, and thanks to listeners who are joining us, too.
Thanks for having me.